On that protest, I'm getting the papers together.
Did they protest?
Yes, they have. Get a good PR, we would have had to decide, you know, how public we wanted to be. I mean, it's a good example of what we were up against until yesterday afternoon, because...
They did protest.
No.
All right. It's too late now.
They protested. They just didn't grasp, or didn't want to grasp until yesterday afternoon. Now, today, I want to tell you what I've done tentatively, subject to your approval. They've got this East Pakistan, they've got the offer of the commander of the Pakistan post in East Pakistan to get a ceasefire and so forth. But they were going to run to the Security Council and get that done. We don't want to be in a position where we push the Pakistanis over the cliff. So I told them to link the ceasefire in the east with the ceasefire in the west.
It'll be about 5 minutes later than the other one. I'll let you know when I'm ready, because I've got plenty of time, but I don't want to take too long.
The ceasefire in the west is down the drain. The east is down the drain. The major problem now has to be to protect the west.
Yeah.
So I've told them that they should link any discussion of ceasefire in the east with ceasefire in the west, and to use this to wrap the whole of business up. I've got Voronzov coming in at 11:30, and I'm going to tell him that what the Pakistanis did in the east was the result of what we did, which is true. I'm going to show him that Kennedy understands him. I'm going to hand him a very tough note to Brezhnev and say, this is it now, let's settle the... Let's get a ceasefire now. That's the best that can be done now. They'll lose half of their country, but at least they preserve the other half. The east is gone.
What is the east in effect offered?
Well, the east has... What the commander in the east has offered, it's a little bit confused. He's asked the United Nations to arrange an immediate honorable repatriation of his forces. In other words, turn over to civilian authorities.
Right. And...
And that's in effect all. And a promise that the Indians would eventually withdraw too. But that's going to happen anyway. I mean, to participate in that is a nice humanitarian effort, but it does not solve the overwhelming problem of the war in the West. No. Well, they understand it now, believe me.
See, the point is, our desire is to save West Pakistan.
That's right. That is exactly.
All right. Fine. What a state up now. You're still getting those carriers moving now.
They carriers, everything is moving. Four Jordanian planes have already moved to Pakistan. 22 more are coming. We're talking to the Saudis, the Turks we've now found are willing to give five. So we're gonna keep that moving until there's a settlement. I wonder, actually, Mr. President, whether we shouldn't cancel the Mora thing. The only trouble is, when will you be back? You'll go straight from Camp David to the Azores. We ought to get it ordered before the weekend.
I just canceled Mora.
The only trouble is, then we can't do it before Wednesday. I think we have too much on our plate today to...
Well, this is more important than that could be done, actually. Let's think of the time for that. Would it be useful to have it done right away?
No.
Sorry.
No, not before...
See, you got a chance that the cars are going to get out tomorrow, or it may go over to Tuesday, depending upon hold on.
We shouldn't do it before next weekend.
Next what?
We shouldn't hit it there before next weekend. So actually, if you meet with Moore and Leah on Wednesday, that's time enough. Oh, but you won't be here.
There. Wednesday? Yes. back from the A source.
But aren't you going to keep it changed from the A?
Well, they come right down there. Yeah. No reason. Why not? I may go keep the skin. I may not. I decided to be to keep the skin. This is easy one in Washington.
Yeah.
They just fly down. Be sure to call Conley and tell him that I notified.
I talked to him last night, and he's already been notified.
And he'll notify them?
Yeah.
So he'll get the credit for doing that. Getting some credit was the heart of his conflict with the call.
Well,
I'm
calling the Indonesian ambassador saying that it was a result of your letter, and Connolly is going to get of the letter from Suharto to you,
yeah.
And Connolly is going to get credit on the working level with the finance minister, saying he had.
Connolly will talk with the finance minister.
Yes.
He told it to me.
Yes.
Good.
No, I worked it out with Connolly last night.
Now, with regard to your meeting with the French, it seems to me, just what I'm thinking of it, is that there's no reason for us to, if we cut the deal with the French, simply to deliberately, to break it off totally in the British. I think we can handle it with all in a way that will, sure, the British would much prefer the way that we get there. But I think what we do, what we have to do, and we've got to do this so that Connolly does not get, but is to inform Kroner that, look here, the group of 10 meeting is coming up, and so we're going to do our best to do as we can to work out something with the French. You get my point?
Right.
And then the French understands it. Let me explain. The group of 10 meeting comes to
the
conclusion.
I understand, on the 17th of May.
That's right. So if we're going to make it, what we want to do is to cut the whole deal there, if we can, and get it out of the way. Now, the hell with the British. That British meeting just isn't the right time to do it.
We are not going to break it open.
Yeah. Well, they feel that they'd rather have it, but the second point
they can't really
get Pompidou on the mountaintop and say, here is the chance for the President of France and the President of the United States to sit down and solve the whole international monetary thing before he meets with the British, before he meets with the Japanese. France is the lead, but France has got to be reasonable. You understand? Tell them if we don't break, do it here, we're going to do it later. You understand?
Very well.
That's what he's got to get through his head, so that he isn't unreasonable. Rather than in terms of, that's why I don't want it done at the Arthur Burns level or the Conde level or anything else. It's got to be done at a high political.
And actually, I was interested that Connolly thinks so too.
Connolly thinks so too, but Connolly knows it's political. That's why he wants this done with the man, and that's why your meeting is so important. Now, coming back to this India-Pakistan thing. Nothing else we can do.
No, I think they're going to crack it now.
Well, the Indians will be warned of the Chinese, right?
Well, I'll have to find out tonight.
You do your best.
Yes.
This should have been done long ago. The Chinese have not warned the Indians.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They haven't warned. They're going to come in. That's the point. They've got to warn them. Right. All they can do is move something. Move a division. Move some trucks. Fly some planes, some symbolic act. But we're not doing a goddamn thing, Henry, you know that. We're just moving things around, aren't we?
Yeah.
But these Indians are cowards, right?
Right, but with Russian backing, you see, the Russians have sent notes to Iran, Turkey, to a lot of countries threatening them. The Russians have played a miserable game. And
well, so we'll do the same thing.
Exactly.
Threatening them what? If they come in, then what?
They'll do something. They haven't said what they'll do. But they'll settle now. After your conversation with Mansukevich yesterday, they're going to settle.
What basis can they settle on?
The ceasefire in the West, that's all that's left.
The ceasefire in the West. And what go on East Pakistan? What do we do about that? Are we going to just say that?
No, but
Indian occupation or Bangladesh or what? Are we going to oppose Bangladesh's recognition? What's our position?
The best would be.
Has anybody thought about these things?
Yes. The best, not in state, but the best would be if.
Honestly, I don't know where we.
But
if we cannot tell us, we know how we want it to come out, we can have a decent plan. And that's what we haven't had at this point.
That's right. But we've had, after the Brezhnev letter came yesterday, we sent a copy of it to Yahya.
Yeah.
We told him the pros and cons of accepting it.
Right.
And now Yahya has come back with a proposal saying ceasefire, negotiations for mutual withdrawal, and negotiations to settle the political future of
Russia. Same thing.
And then what will happen on the Bangladesh, Mr. President, is that whatever West Pakistan and these people work out, we will accept. But we will not be in the front. If we can get
West Pakistan works out with whom?
With the negotiations on East Pakistan.
India has not even, but India will not agree to negotiations on East Pakistan.
Yeah, but the Russians have already agreed to it. So what will happen, let's be realistic, what will happen is that the representatives of East Pakistan will demand independence. And in practice, I think that that is what West Pakistan will then agree to. But then it won't be us who've done it. This will solve the problem of do we recognize Bangladesh against the wishes of the Pakistan government.
We must never recognize Bangladesh. That's why the no answer is the right thing until West Pakistan.
But that's the process.
Go ahead. Buddha will do it. Now, I want a program of aid to West Pakistan formulated immediately. Some sort of a program, you know, after they're there, we cannot let them hang out there by themselves. I don't think we can do much from a military standpoint, but let's find a way to let others do it. That's why I'm suggesting on the French thing. I want you to talk to the French. Cold turkey, we like to find a way to help to work with the French, can we? You got any arms in there?
I don't do my best.
You think of anything else? Can?
No,
I don't think we can get, frankly, I don't think we can get through to Congress arms sales to West Pakistan, right? That's what I mean. Do you?
No.
All right. Then what is our answer? Give them a hell of a lot of economic assistance, correct?
I then let them convert it into purchase.
Let them convert it into, well, that's their, we don't ask the Indians. We've given the Indians all this economic assistance. We didn't ask any questions when they made a treaty with the Russians and bought Russian arms. Have we raised any questions about that?
And the point you made yesterday, we have to continue to squeeze the Indians, even when this thing is settled. They can't get these $84 million are down the drain.
That's right, that's gone. And it's something already spent $25 million of it. The fact that take another $25 and do it in the packs. They've got to for their rehabilitation. I mean, Jesus Christ, they bombed. I want all of the war damage. And that, you know, I want to help Pakistan in that war damage and corruption and other areas. See,
the reason when I'm getting Voronzov in, Mr. President, at 11:30,
yeah.
I'm going to put before him, I'm going to show him that Kennedy...
Yeah, this is what the President was talking about.
Yeah.
Now, can't say no. Now we didn't want to offend. And we just want to say we're not... Don't get any dialogue with him. If you say that the President is, as you know, you must never misjudge this man. He doesn't pound the table and he doesn't shout. But when he talks the way he does, I was watching him for 3 years. This is the way he means it. And it's just a total cold fact. I put it that way. I think he got the impression of that.
Mr. President, I don't have... This was... if this thing comes out, between you and me, we know that West Pakistan is lost. If you can save West Pakistan, it will be an unbelievable achievement, because West Pakistan has had all its oil supplies destroyed. They've had no spare parts from us for months. Their army is ground down, and 2 more weeks of war, and they're finished in the West as much as they are in the East. So if we can save West Pakistan, it'd still be a defeat, but we will have done it. And the Chinese will know that, and the Russians will know it. And the Indians will not be happy with it.
I don't want the Indians to be happy. I want the Indians, I want also to put this down and get Scalia to use him more. I want a public relations program developed to piss on the Indians. I mean, that atrocity of the orphanage, for example. Yep. I mean, to piss on them for their responsibility. Get a white paper up. Put down white paper. Understand?
Oh, yes.
I don't mean just your reading, but a white paper. Everything that we've done. I want the Indians blamed for this. You know what I mean? Now that we can't let these goddamn sanctimonious Indians get away with this. They pissed on us in Vietnam for 5 years. And what do we do? Here they are raping and murdering, and they talk about West Axis. These Indians are pretty vicious in there, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Aren't they killing a lot of these people?
They don't know the facts yet, but I'm sure Mikhail does. They're not as stupid as the Pakistanis. They don't let the press in. Idiot packs have been press all over their place.
Well, the Indians did. Oh, yes, they brought them in and had pictures in their tanks and all the rest. Brilliant.
Yeah, but they don't let them in where the civilians are.
Why not? But they let them in to take the good shots.
Yeah.
The poor man packs don't let them in at all.
Yeah, or into the wrong places.
Yeah.
Actors don't have the subtlety of the Indians.
No, they don't lie. The Indians lie. Incidentally, did Irwin carry out my order to call in the Indian ambassador?
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Within an hour.
And he told him that he would not accept what the, well, it came out fortuitously. The right thing to say at this time.
It couldn't have worked better. It's all working together.
Because we said to them, the acquisition of territory will not be accepted. Correct?
Right.
And that we had to have their assurance what the ambassador said on to give instructions.
Well, he said, how could you even suspect it? And what gave you this idea?
Well, that's what you expected them to say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He got the
right.